Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Joining me now, Congressman William Timmons, District 4, in a hot race with Adam Morgan right now. Representative Timmons, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you on because I want to kind of understand what's going on right now with, if anything, with you and the TSA. A lot of folks buzzing about an incident, supposedly, in at GSU at the Greenville Airport, if I understand correctly, I'm quoting Fitz News, where something happened between you and the TSA, and that resulted in a complaint filed by you in Washington, D.C., and they say they're using FOIA to try to find out what happened. But why don't you just tell us this morning, Congressman?
Yeah, well, so one, there's a lot of misinformation out there. I definitely didn't file a complaint, but this is the issue. I've been randomly selected for additional screening about a half dozen times in the last 6 or 8 months. So one, that just doesn't seem right. Number two, when I am randomly selected, the protocols that they use have been very different. So this past Tuesday, when I was flying to D.C. for votes, I was going through the metal detector and it went off and they said, you've been randomly selected for additional screening. And I said, well, can I go through the more accurate machine? And they said, no, you have to get a physical pat down. I said, well, I don't want a physical pat down. What are our options? And in other instances, they've offered a private screening with no physical contact. And I said, well, I don't want to get this pat down. And they said, well, you have to. And so we went back and forth on that. And then I said, well, look, I don't think that that's the protocol, but cool. So I let them do the pat down. Then I got on the plane and I was actually fortunate to be able to meet with the TSA administrator. And the TSA administrator confirmed, and I think it's important for all of your listeners, if you don't want a physical pat-down, you're actually entitled to a private screening with no physical contact. So, the good news is this isn't going to happen again because I now literally know the exact regulations referenced. But, if this happens to me, it definitely happens to people that listen to your show. So, going forward, if you do not want to get a physical pat-down, you are entitled to a private screening without physical contact. So, look, the TSA agents are doing everything they can to keep us safe, but I do think there's a balance between privacy and safety, just like the FISA vote, where there's a balance between liberty and security. And it's the same thing. The government is going too far on one side, and we need to make sure that we're respecting our citizens' rights. Again, it's a non-issue. There's a lot of misinformation out there, but I think it's important for your listeners to know that they do have rights as it relates to going to TSA.
Can I ask you about there's a lot of stuff that's going around out there, and William Timmons, I have some sympathy for you because every time I fly, I have that happen, and every talk radio show host I know has the same thing happen. I know I'm on a list. And I know I'm being harassed. I get it. I know that feeling that you're talking about when you got you just know this can't happen. And not only that, it happens to my kids. It happens to my dad. It happens to whoever's flying with me. Okay. So I have some sympathy for what you're talking about. But here's my question for you though. The way the story has been that I've gotten on background was that you kind of got heated with the TSA. The word that is being used is berserk. You went berserk. Will I see that on a video or no? Were you very polite?
That's ridiculous. Again, I said, I want to go through the more advanced machine. They said, mm-hmm. no. And then I said, I do not want a physical pat down. They said, you have to. And I said, that is not the protocol, because I didn't think it was. And again, that was not the protocol. I was entitled to additional screening. So no, I did not go berserk, but I didn't want to receive a physical pat down, which again is very reasonable, especially since it's the sixth one I've had in, I mean, it's gotta be 6 or 8 months. And I had this conversation with a number of members last night as we were voting, and a number of members think that they're on a list because of their vote not to certify the election and, you know, their conservative outspokenness. So I'm not saying that that's the case, but statistically speaking, if I'm getting randomly selected 6 times in the last, I don't know, 8 months, that doesn't seem very random to me.
And again, I certainly can commiserate with you because I'm on that same program, William Timmons. And I know it's, I mean, I know it's punitive. So if Fitz News gets that video, then we will not see you being rude or raising your voice or anything like that with the TSA.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Look, we had a disagreement because they were not abiding by protocol. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I was entitled to a private screening, and they were not technically allowed to do what they did. So was I annoyed? Sure. But I think anybody would be annoyed. And again, now that I know the exact regulation number, fortunately it'll never happen again, but yeah, look, it was a non-incident, and I think silly season campaigns, there's a lot of lying going on and a lot of misrepresenting the truth. So I'm sure there'll be more of that, but look, it was a very mild incident where we disagreed on protocol, and in the end, the TSA administrator confirmed that I was not required to get a physical pat down. So, you know, it is what it is. But hey, look, the most important thing is your listeners need to know that if they're randomly selected for additional screening, they can ask for a private screening where they are not forcibly touched. So that's the most important thing. And again, silly season, I've seen some crazy stuff online. I mean, look, there's some people out there that need a little bit of help, but it was a non-issue.
So William Timmons, I'm curious, you did though, before you found out you didn't actually have to get the screening, they told you you did, you got the screening. Can you give us an idea of what kind of screening that you got? Because some of these can be very, very offensive. I know I've had them. Did you get the super invasive screening?
Yeah, they're invasive, back of the hand, all around the middle area of the body. And
yeah.
I mean, look, they're essentially looking for people that are hiding weapons in their groin. And, you know, I get it. They have to create protocols to make sure that they are keeping us safe, but there's a balance, and that balance needs to respect people's privacy. And if they don't want to be forced to be physically touched, they should be allowed to have a private screening, which again is the protocol. The protocol is if you say you do not want to be physically touched, they have to offer you a private screening where there will be no physical contact. So, I mean, honestly, the TSA protocol is actually pretty reasonable. It just has to be enforced.
William Timmons.
It probably takes.
I'm sorry. I'm up against a break. Can you hang on for a sec? And we'll come right back.
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back. I am discussing, I've got a couple more questions with you. Representative William Timmons versus the TSA at the Greenville Airport coming up next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.